From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Charlie Pierce, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Luke Burbank.
Other names my mom was considering, Adam. That would have worked better. No confusing that with booing.
No, there isn't.
Well, thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Right now, it's time for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. You can call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on air. You're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hanover, New Hampshire.
How are things going in Hanover?
They're actually quite nice. So we're getting ready for the fall, which is definitely the most beautiful time up here.
Well, Jennifer, you're here to play a game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What's the topic, Carl?
What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other word, would smell as sweet.
Yeah. With all due respect to Bill Shakespeare, names can have a big impact on how we perceive things. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about the importance of names and name recognition. But only one of them is true. Pick the real story, and you'll win our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine. First up, it's Adam Felber.
For years now, if people in the Plain States found themselves outdoors and in need of a bathroom, they could always relieve themselves in a George W. Bush. That would be a George W. Bush and Sons portable sanitation unit, of course, and the W stands for William. The company has actually been operating out of Omaha for 30 years, and even when our current president was inaugurated, nobody thought much of it. Until last month, when the campaign of Senate hopeful Ned Lamont caught wind of the product and ordered 20 of them for campaign events. It was irresistible, said campaign manager Barry Julian. We even had a sign on one of them that said, "You can bet Lieberman's in there." For his part, George William Bush is nonplussed but genial. Quote, "Suddenly orders are pouring in from everywhere," he says, "and this George W. Bush provides a very clear exit strategy."
The Bush porta potty from Adam Felber. Jennifer, your next story that answers the question, what's in a name, comes from Amy Dickinson.
When you contemplate the Third Reich, do you think, I could eat? If so, then book your flight to Mumbai, India. A restaurant there has just opened, designed to capitalize on the worldwide name recognition of the most notorious mass murderer in history. Diners at Hitler's Cross can enjoy their meals in the company of swastikas, dining underneath a huge portrait of a mean-looking Führer. The Jewish community in India didn't find the idea of dining at Hitler's Cross very appetizing. They petitioned for a name change, and they won. By the end of the week, Hitler's Cross was no more. The restaurant has decided to change its name. They don't know to what. Vlad the Impaler's Kebab Shop, perhaps?
Wow. A restaurant in India named after Adolf Hitler from Amy Dickinson. And your last story of name recognition in the news comes from Charlie Pierce.
In Sudertown, a small crossroads in northern Australia, a local food distributorship was looking for a way to market their ready-to-eat school lunches for children in the rural sheep farming district surrounding the town. The owners of Brompty Foods cast through Aussie history and fastened upon a name that had become famous in connection with eating. Hence were born, Dingoes Ate My Lunchables. The snacks are fairly standard school lunches, and they are freezer-ready, so you can, you know, eat them outdoors. We really couldn't believe anyone would take offense, said Hank Weiler Wild, Brompty's head of marketing. We thought the phrase had come to be a joke. It's used on the telly so often. Local parents are not amused. What could they possibly be thinking, asked Winnie J. Merle, a local woman. I don't want my child carrying a snack named after a national tragedy. The new campaign is under review.
All right, Jennifer, you've got the Dingoes Ate My Baby Lunchables from Charlie Pierce, Hitler's Cross Restaurant from Amy Dickinson, and the Bush Porta Potties from Adam Felber. An appetizing bluff, if ever there was one.
Absolutely. And there's a fourth one, right, that I'm still waiting to hear?
No, sadly, that's okay. What we've got. Which one is the real story of name recognition in the week's news?
I think I'm going to have to go with Amy's story, actually, about Hitler's Cross Restaurant in India.
Well, Jennifer, we wanted to find out the correct answer, so here's a person who's at the center of the real story.
The name is not Adolf Hitler. It's just Hitler. Hitler is just a surname. I'm not a Hitler promoter over here. I've just opened a restaurant, nothing else.
The name is not Adolf Hitler. It's Bob Hitler.
It's just a surname.
Bob Hitler Fried Chicken. Yeah, there we go. Absolutely. Roy Hitler.
That was Puneet Sabloke, co-owner of the Hitler's Cross Cafe, speaking to the BBC. Congratulations, Jennifer. You got it right.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Burger Hitler.
I have to tell you, having Carl Castle's voice on my home answering machine is better than winning a Porsche.
Whoa. Oh. Whoa. Well, he's a Porsche among men, that's for sure.
Jennifer, that's too bad because that was going to be your choice, actually. Yeah.
Well, we can do the voicemail thing, too, if you want.
I would have passed it up. I would have passed it up.
Wow.
Well, Jennifer, thanks so much. You earned a point for Amy, and you won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your answering machine. Congratulations.
That's awesome. I'm glad I could help you, Audie.
Shirley, 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 Bo Burley, Bonanza.